Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams as he recaps Monday's City Council meeting in which he presented the recommended budget for fiscal year 2021.
Recommended budget presentation for fiscal year 21. In that presentation, I kind of run down a little slideshow you had with all the department heads talking about their getting asked questions rather from council member Megan Sir as to the need, the topics of their departments, stuff like that. I guess, Aaron, when it comes to the presentation, what do you feel the council got out of it, and how do you feel the whole presentation went?
Yeah, this is really an important meeting for us, especially as a staff, because we're looking for that council direction in setting the tone in the next year's budget. And so, you know, I think we were able to do that in the meeting. It's really critical to us. The way the city of Knoxville operates with its budget, they don't necessarily have a whole lot of leeway. We really are budgeted pretty tightly. We try to operate efficiently. We definitely run a lean organization. But there are some areas where they can have some input, and so we definitely seek out that input from them. We want to make sure we're representing the citizens of Knoxville through the council and having their input as part of our process. You know, and I think it's good for the council to be able to hear from the department heads to help keep their finger to the pulse of the departments and really the operations of the city. So I think it's a good meeting with a little bit of a give and take from information, us to the elected officials and back to us as a staff.
When it comes to the budget going forward, I know when you talked tonight, you said it was right around 99.5% complete, just kind of based off how you thought this council would think about it going forward. I guess when it comes to that, what are some of the areas that you think there still need to be changes or things tweaked with?
Well, the big thing would just be taking the feedback we got tonight. And, you know, there weren't a lot of changes, frankly, from tonight's. So 99.5 might have just become 100%. So I leave that little bit of wiggle room. I think the point really that I'm trying to make is we want a budget that is so solid and in tune with them that they don't feel like they have to come in and make a lot of changes. We hope that when they see that, they're getting what they expected. And I think we've been able to deliver on that. I think that was sort of manifest in the conversations at the meeting that you didn't hear a lot of changes. We had questions relating back to some of the departments and about operations and things. I think you hear a lot of people doing, or maybe I should say a few people doing a lot of things, and that a lot of folks would love to see, increase in staffing. But I think everyone can say that. You know, sometimes it's hard to go without. But, you know, really our intent is to continue to do the best we can with what we have.
Now, when it comes to it moving forward, I know at the beginning of this meeting, there was a little bit of confusion with the next meeting date because of the Iowa caucuses, some of the public hearings that need to be held by law. I guess going forward, first of all, when is the deadline that this budget needs to be completed by, and what's it going to look like for the next few meetings?
So the budget has to be approved. The state requires us to have it done by March 31st. And, you know, it's fortunate in occasions just like this is why I try to do it a little bit on the early side. So we do have some leeway built in. If our meetings and required publications don't line up, we're going to be able to make it work. We'll end up landing on our feet from a timing standpoint. Our hope is to be able to make things line out for February 4th. Typically, our meeting would be on the 3rd. But as you mentioned, that's Iowa caucus night. We certainly want people to be able to participate in both democratic processes, whether that's caucusing or coming to the council meeting. So it's our intent that if possible, and if we can work the logistics out to make that change.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. If you would like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcast.